Thank you, Trevor. Our last group of stories offer some cheerful tales. We cannot escape a mention of Norwich City's performance, winning all of their last four matches. And we heard earlier in a feature about Lotus Cars. They're looking for their first vehicle. Do you, by any chance, have a Lotus Mark 1? And Norwich chocolate company Knorr has been the big winner at the Regional Chamber of Commerce Awards, the sweet smell of success.
Sticking to Daniel Fark's plans has been the key to Norwich City emerging from the international break with four wins on the spin, according to striker Jordan Rhodes. The Canaries took 5 points from a possible 18 in league action ahead of the fortnight break, and a 1-1 draw at struggling Ipswich didn't exactly have spirits flying high as some of the City's squad went on international duty. However, Fark's team have deservedly beaten Middlesbrough, Reading and QPR since returning to Championship action before a dramatic 4-3 win at Wickham. It's nice that we've been a little bit fortunate with getting the run of the ball and things going our way, but we know that we can change in a blink of an eye, and we're going to have to be right on our game come Saturday for what will be a very tough Wigan side and onwards from that. So we've just got to take it one game at a time, work as hard as we can, and that's all you can do when games are coming thick and fast, as they are.
Norwich chocolate company Knorr was the big winner at the Regional British Chamber of Commerce Awards after a year in which it has invested heavily to keep up with the demands. Knorr Chocolate, a past member of the Future 50 programme, took home the region's Export Business of the Year title, having launched in France in January and recently landed a £1 million deal in Russia. The company spent £56,000 to improve packaging, but as a direct result of being sold into 1,400 French stores, had to invest a further £125,000 just a month later. Angie Davis, head of marketing, said, "France has been the biggest export market for us on the seven new countries we've launched into this year. They can't seem to get enough. We believe the demand is because of new products, which are healthier alternatives to chocolate bars. Our new product development team spotted a gap in the market around granola and chocolate bars, which have been extremely popular." Knorr also took home the prize for the Eastern Region's Small Business of the Year, meaning that Norfolk companies won 6 out of the 8 categories in the Eastern Region Awards, covering Norfolk, Suffolk, Bedfordshire, Cambridgeshire, Essex and Hertfordshire. Of the other Norfolk winners, Best Use of Technology went to Lincott Control Systems, Employer of the Year went to LiftShare, and the High Growth Business of the Year was won by Proust Newham Pipework, all three being Future 50 members past and present. The Workplace Wellbeing Award went to Larkin Gowan LLB.
A Norfolk car maker has launched an international search for the first vehicle built under its name. As its 70th anniversary celebrations continue, Group Lotus is attempting to find the landmark car with which the brand was born, the Mark 1. Hand-built by Lotus founder Colin Chapman in a London garage owned by his then-girlfriend's parents, he received £135 for Mark 1 upon its sale in November 1950 and is believed to have gone to a buyer in the north of England. But from there, the trail goes cold. Despite research over the intervening decades and previous public appeals and private searches for the car, it has never been traced.
Norwich's Carrow worksite, home to the departing Britvic and Unilever companies, will be put up for sale next month. And council officers are hoping millions of pounds of funding could be secured to help regenerate the site. Britvic announced it was to close its factory on the site near Trouse last December. That decision also prompted site neighbour Unilever to announce it would close its Coleman's mustard factory. More than 300 workers at the two companies are to lose their jobs when the companies leave the site by the end of next year. Meetings between senior managers from the two companies, the city and county councils, and the New Anglia Local Enterprise Partnership had been held in June and August. He said those meetings had focused on the two main issues. The first was lobbying the companies to provide the maximum support for the future welfare of the workforce, including good redundancy packages, and to help find quality employment opportunities. But he said, secondly, the City Council and its partners continue to work proactively to secure a positive future for the site, particularly focusing on the importance of securing future employment generation.
It has been a huge part of life in Mile Cross in recent years, but after having had to cancel this year's Mile Cross Festival, organisers have called on the community to help ensure it does not get scrapped again. The 36th Festival, which took place at Sloughbottom Park last summer, was the last such event to take place after this year's festival was cancelled due to lack of funds. But despite the bitter blow, members of the festival committee have confirmed the 37th running of the event will take place next June. That follows an injection of £1,500 from a lottery grant and £600 from Asda Supermarket, which, together with the funds left in the committee's account, means next year's event on June the 29th can go ahead. However, they say they need help from people and businesses to ensure the event continues to carry on after next year and beyond, which is why a relaunch party was held at the Boundary Pub. Prospective sponsors and others interested in supporting the festival were invited to the event held at the pub on Friday, September the 21st evening. Richard Edward, chairman of the Mile Cross Community Festival, said, "The reason we held this is we're trying to get local businesses in Mile Cross and the surrounding areas to get involved with the festival. The whole point of the festival is to bring the community together." Lisa Shaw, secretary of the festival, said the lottery money they had received, as well as the financial boost from Asda, meant the festival was secured for next year. But they had not yet got the funds to ensure future festivals could go ahead. She said, "We need to make some money for the festival afterwards." And she admitted it was really horrible to not have the event this year, and said they had received a lot of support from people in the community trying to come up with ideas to help ensure it had a future. Martin Schmierer, Norwich's Lord Mayor, who also attended the event on Friday, said he was delighted to support the committee in promoting future support for the festival.
A fitness writer from just outside Norwich has found success with a book born from turbulent times. Ollie Matthews, 32, from Thorpe, has become a best-selling author on Amazon with his book The One Day Body Upgrade, which launched this September. Just 24 hours after it was released, it reached number one in the Men's Health eBooks chart for America and Australia, and is number two in this country. Mr. Matthews' journey to success has not been an easy one. With the sudden loss of his father to a stroke when he was 15, and the bullying he endured at Helston High School, triggering a period of comfort eating that led to obesity. The now fitness writer and personal trainer turned his physical health around while still in his 20s by taking up working out at the gym and a carefully planned diet. He said this time was not necessarily positive, as though his weight became healthier, it was easy to get obsessive about food and exercise. "I think it was a case of feeling like I couldn't control what happened to my dad, but I could control what was happening to my body, and so I did get a bit too preoccupied with that, and it became very unhealthy." Now, in his 30s and 4 years into a successful full-time fitness career, which has included working with Taylor Swift's former manager and a number of professional athletes, Mr. Matthews is all about a balanced approach. This is exactly what he promotes in The One Day Body Upgrade, a book named after the idea of taking things one day at a time and careful not to neglect mental health in the quest for improved physical health.
Norfolk could be set for its first official marathon, with one of the county's district councils looking to fire the starter's pistol on the event. North Norfolk District Council has earmarked its picturesque coastline to host a series of annual runs, with October 2019 targeted for the inaugural event. While the exact route is still to be determined, it is likely West Runton will be included on the path, given the event's proposed name of the Mammoth Run. In 1990, the remains of a woolly mammoth was discovered in the village, and it is this history council bosses plan to draw upon in promoting the event. In a report to the council's cabinet, Officer Sandra Porter said the proposed events would provide the county's first official marathon. She said, "Currently, there is no official county marathon championship which takes place in Norfolk, official meaning run according to UK athletics rules. This means there is scope for a new flagship event to take place in North Norfolk. If members of the Cabinet agree to push forward with the plans, the event would be piloted next autumn as a combined marathon and half marathon. However, if this is deemed a success, the mammoth events could be expanded to include 10K runs, 1K children's races and cycling events, as the District Council looks to promote both healthy living and the region's deep history coastline. It is estimated the event would cost the council in the region of £20,000 to organise, but would generate more than double this as income."
That's just about it for this week. Remember, we are always pleased to hear from you and to pass on news to other listeners. You can leave your message on our answer phone at the Chatterbox office on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. And we will call you back as soon as we can. And remember, you can find us on our website. That's cbtn.org.uk. That's cbtn.org.uk. Please return to us your Chatterbox recording, put it in the wallet and pop this in the postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn over the address label.
We hope you enjoyed this week's Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team who produced it. Our editor tonight was David Potten, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. All the items were taken from the evening news, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for the contents of this recording. So, until next week, it's cheerio from Chatterbox and from Pauline Goldsworthy
and Mike Hutchinson.